Sam told the tale in a calm, dead voice, as if it were something that had happened to someone else, not to him. And strangely, John thought, he did not weep, not even once. When he was done, they sat together and listened to the wind for a time. There was no other sound in all the world. Finally, John said, "We should go back to the common hall." "Why?" Sam asked. John shrugged. "There's hot cider to drink, or mulled wine if you prefer. Some nights Darian sings for us, if the mood is on him. He was a singer before, well, not truly, but almost, an apprentice singer."
"How did he come here?" Sam asked.
"Lord Rowan of Golden Grove found him in bed with his daughter. The girl was 2 years older, and Darian swears she helped him through her window, but under her father's eye she named it rape. So here he is. When Maester Aemon heard him sing, he said his voice was honey poured over thunder." John smiled. "Toad sometimes sings, too, if you call it singing. Drinking songs he learned in his father's wine sink. Pip says his voice is piss poured over a fart." They laughed at that together.
"I should like to hear them both," Sam admitted, "but they would not want me there." His face was troubled. "He's going to make me fight again on the morrow, isn't he?"
"He is," John was forced to say.